We know, we're told, everybody thinks of it usually with a smile on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Well, not Rosh Chodesh, but when they bench Rosh Chodesh Elul, they say Rabbi Yisrael Salanto would faint. I don't know if it happened once or it happened many times, but the Emas Hadin, the Pacha, the fear of the Yemei Elul was so, the approaching Yomim Noroim was so overwhelming to him that he poshut would, wouldn't be able to handle it. To the best of my knowledge, for most of us, that's not only a bit remote from where we're holding. I don't recall in all the years of being in a shul or in a yeshiva for Rosh Chodesh benching of Elul, seeing anybody faint at that moment. I don't even know whether we can even relate to that concept in terms of someone as great as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta having such a reaction. On the other hand, we know that these are serious days, serious times, approaching a very serious season in the life cycle of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we do want to be able to tap in to this mood on some level. And I'd like to share with you some definition of Yiro in a way that maybe it's easier for us to be able to relate to. There is a misprint here of the quote from the Sipurnu. The bottom line belongs to the Sipurnu in Yud Tes. But let's just start with the bottom. Here, many years ago, I remember hearing, and it's been repeated many times from the Rosh Yeshiva Zecherinu Livrocha, that in the union of eating the Maaser Sheni, in bringing the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, the Torah says that the reason for bringing this to Yerushalayim was Lamad Tilma Leyiras Hashem Lekecho Kol Hayomim, to learn Yiras Shomayim, the fear of heaven. And the Sipurnu's comment is Ki Bamokim Hanivchal Hamikdosh, in that place which is chosen for the Beis Hamikdosh, Yia Bezdin Hagodol, in the Lishkas Hagozis will sit the Bezdin Hagodol, Lohovin Ulohiris, to give Havona, understanding of Torah, of Halacha, and the teaching, the paskening of the Halacha, and therefore, that is going to be the place where you can best, if you take your Maaser Sheni and eat it outside of the Lishkas Hagozis and by the Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim, you'll have that Hashpah from the Bezdin HaGodol Lohovin Ulohoyres, which is the source of learning Yirah Shamayim. So the Rosh Yeshiva pointed out two things. So number one, it says that in Yerushalayim there were many other sources of Yirah Shamayim that we might have thought might even be equally or more potent. The Beis HaMikdosh, the Koyhanim Ba'avoidosam, the Korbonois, the Levim singing Shira. This is the Mokom Hashoras Hashchino, Ve'ozoli Mikdosh, V'shochanti B'seichom. It's the place where on a human level of understanding we can come in the closest proximity with the Rebbeinu Shalelem himself, with the Hashoras Hashchino. And yet that wasn't the source of the Yerushalayim. All that awe and that reverence and that said the Kohen Godel reciting the Shema Mefirush, right? That's not all the time when you bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. But everything that the Beis HaMikdash represented, that's not really the ultimate source of Yerushalayim. The ultimate source is the Bezdin HaGodel Lehovin Ulohiris, because this is where the Torah is, and it's through the Torah that the real concept of Yerushalayim comes about. Then the Rosh Yeshiva took it one step further. He said every city had their own Bezdin of Chof Gimel. A Bezdin of Chof Gimel was Mamish Chashuvei Chashuvim, who could pasken dinei nefoshes. The Bezdin of Chof Gimel in the local city was able to decide mi yichye mi yomus. The dinei nefoshes they could pasken. If they had a dispute that they couldn't settle, then they would go to the Bezdin HaGodol in Yerushalayim. But there were such great Talmidei Chachomim, such giants. Why can't you take your Maaser Sheni and eat it by the Bezdin in your city and save the long trip? The trip could be sometimes in those days a 2-3 week trip until they come from the extremities of Eretz Yisrael. Would have saved so much time and effort and money and koiches and who knows what else. He said, no, Vaistais, the bigger the Talmidei Chachomim, the greater the Lehovin, the greater the capacity of Lohirois, the deeper the Torah, the greater the Talmid Chochom, the more there will be a hashpo of Yerushamayim. So the Torah is teaching us, you want to know what Yerushamayim is all about? It's derived from the Torah. It's derived from what you hear from the Talmidei Chachomim, what you learn. And the deeper the learning, and the more the learning, the greater the learning, the greater the Yerushamayim. In question, though, is what's the dynamic? How does that work? How exactly does the Limud HaTorah inspire the Yerushamayim? So I noticed another Sipurnu in Parsha Shoftim. Sipurnu says, on the Posek here, it says, Leman Yilmad Liyiro, talking again about the Lo Yarbe Lo Yisusim, the Torah says, for the Melech Lo Yarbe Lo Yinoshim, Voye Kishift Al Kisei Mamlachtoi, the Melech sits on this Kisei HaMalchus, V'Kosev Lo Yis Mishna HaTorah Azois Al Sefer, Milifnei HaKohanim Alevim, Voise Ima V'Korobai Kol Yemei Chayov, the Melech had his own Sefer Torah that he would carry with him, and have with him all the time, and to constantly learn. Leman yilmad leyiras Hashem aleikov, in order to learn yiras Shemayim lishmo kol divrei haTorah hazois es achukim ve'elo asoisam. So the Sipurnu says leman yilmad leyiro. He says bachelek ho iyuni mimeno. In that chelek of the Torah that is the iyun, where he applies his iyun, his analysis in it, hamayre b'mayfes es goydel, and here you have to go to the bottom, the hashgochas hakel yisale, it shows this greatness and the hashgochas hakel in the chelek ho'iyuni of the Torah, asher b'yediyas ze tischayiv moira, that through this yediya, automatically is mechayev, this yediyah is mechayev a meiro, a yira shemayim. So the melech will learn tilmad le'yiro because of man yilmad le'yiro through the chelok ayuni, he's me'ayin in the Torah, and that shows him b'meifes, he sees mamish the well, I guess what the chinuch slosh is meifesim sichliim, he sees meifes goydel hashko goydel Goydel v'hashkochas hokel, the greatness and the hashkochas Hashem, and with this yediyah it's mechayev meira. What exactly is that all about? What's going on over there? It seems that what's happening is as follows: when a person is ma'ayin into the Torah and he sees the intricacy, this is through chelek ho'iyuni, it's through this iyun, and he sees the intricacy of all of the halochas of the Torah, and the hashgochas hakel yisal, I think what that must mean is the hashgochas Hashem as applying to the individual, going through so many details and such painstaking analysis in order to bring greater hatova to the individual, because that's what the tachlis is. The tachlis of everything, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants to be meitiv, and the way he's meitiv is through the mitzvahs haTorah, and especially here through the iyun haTorah, and that shows a person the extent, so many fine points, and so many dimensions, and so many possibilities, and such a depth of analysis, and all of this is what? To refine further and further and further the character of the human being, so that he should be able to be zeichet to more haTovah. Yediyas zeh is mechayev meira. This is really the basis for meira. The meira that emanates from the Torah seems to be coming from the iyun in seeing the hashkochas hokel, that the extent to which the depth of the Torah, all of this just to make a better human being. And this nuance and that nuance, and look at it this way and according to this way, and maybe according to Beis Shammai you got to do it this way, and according to Beis Hillel you got to do it this way, and all of this and every depth and every nuance and every nekuda, it's all part of the Torah and all part of a system of refining letzarefes habriyos, refining human character, so we should be zeicher to get more and more and more of the hatova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and to be zeicher to more hatova. When a person sees the hashgochas Hashem, in and what the Chinuch calls the meifsim sichliim of the Torah, that's mechayev the yira. That's what yira is all about. I say, wow, this is awesome. This is something, this is overwhelming in its hatova, in the detail with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to assure that every person is maximized to the ultimate, every nuance. If this new havona, this depth of havona, can change in an iota the midas of a person and improve him ever so slightly because of another twist in the whole system that's there to benefit him? Wow. You see that hashkocha, the extent to which the Beira Yoylem went all to be mezake us with this letzarefes habriyos. That's mechayev. That's the, so it's a meira, that's a very positive thing. It's the concern and the fear, almost like the lotion of the Orchis Tzadikim, is that the pachad is to lose that connection to Hashem. That's the greatest pachad. Look what he does for us. Look at the extent he goes. Look at the extent that he goes just to be able to be mative. The Torah goes into infinite depth. It's endless depth. It's a depth that's beyond where anyone can go. And there's Moshe Rabbeinu only reached the Memtes Sharei Chochma. And all of that, just to be able to be mative when a person sees that. And the truth of the matter is that the Gemara says this, Rashi explains, that on a different type of Hashgocha, that we also see the same thing. When the Gemara, it's a whole Arichas in Yuma, on Daf Samaches, I think, where the, what? Samach Tes. Where the Gemara talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu originally said, okay, la godel, la gibra, la hanoira, and then the Nevi'im, when certain things happened, the churban and what the goyim were doing, and they dropped one or two of the other, godel, where's the noira, until the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were called Anshei Knesset HaGdolah because they were machzir, okay, la godel, la gibra, la hanoira. And what does it mean, noira? What is Neira Oisov? So Rashi explains, Ve'elu, the Gemara says, Ve'elu hey Neira Oisov, Shilmoli Meiro, he says, Klal Yisrael survives, everybody is Mishabed us, the Goyim felt free in all the Deiros to do what they want. And even the Gvur of Hashem was that he was Koivish, his Kas on the Goyim, and allows them to do everything that they do to us. And still, Klal Yisrael survives. So Rashi says, "Ve'elu heinor oisav shilmoli mayroi min yoyim haChurban atalobed noir oisav." From the day of the Churban itself, you see the noirois of Hashem. Shekol ha'umais nesvul hashmidom v'niskaimu mehem. Everybody gathered together to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael survives. They're no longer here. They're in the museums and the history books. And Klal Yisrael is here. Rabbi Yankov Emden, we know, swore by his life that the miracles that have allowed for the survival of Torah and Klal Yisrael throughout the Doros are greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And it seems that that's the basis for Neuro. You know why Hashem is Neuro? Why he's awesome? Why he's to be feared? That's the basis for feeling. You see the Hashgocha. They do whatever they want. He gave them permission. He's given them permission to hurt Klal Yisrael on so many levels, and yet Klal Yisrael survives despite it all, and they're all gone. And when we see the Hashgocha, both the Hashgocha in the Moifsim Sichliim and in the Moifsim Gashmiim of our history, that's really the inspiration that gives us that sense of Meira, of Laman, Tilmad, Laman, Yilmad, Leyiris Hashem. It comes from the Torah, and it comes from the Hashgocha that we see through the Mishpatei HaTorah, the extent they go, and the Hashgochas Hashem that we see in our lives, in our daily lives, and in our historic, the perspective of the life of Klal Yisrael. And this is really the greatest source of Yirah Shemayim. So I think as we want to strengthen that sense of Yirah and appropriately grow to approach the Mehadin, then it would seem that the two tracks which can be very helpful in this area would be, number one, the depth of the iyun of the learning, which gives us that sense of the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu went just to be meitiv, and the hatova that he does to Klal Yisrael and to us personally in our own lives. The Hashgocha Protis that we see in our own lives also gives us that sense of when you see the extent, the infinite, the intricate, the involved, the constant, the endless extent to which the Beirei Olam goes to be meitiv, that creates this sense of Yira, whether it's a Yira just like a total a sense of awe that I'm so overawed with him. I want to do everything possible to reciprocate. I want to do everything possible that he tells me to do, and I recognize that everything about him is all for my benefit, or whether it's that fear of losing the benefits and the relationship of that, whatever it may be, the source seems to be a rededication to the depth of the iyun of the Chochmas HaTorah, and the ability and the focus to be aware and to recognize all of Hashem's Hashgocha Protis in our lives.